It's Eagle in the Morning with Patch and Amy.
There are five cars that, according to insurance.com, get pulled over all the time for speeding. You have your Chevrolet Monte Carlo.
Okay.
Gets pulled over a lot. Volkswagen Jetta.
Really?
Yeah, Dodge Charger. Not
that
surprised.
I can see.
Yeah.
Yep.
A Nissan 350Z.
Can see that too.
And a Lexus ES300. That model specifically gets most speeding tickets. Uh-huh. Those are the top five cars.
But the top three, I can see that. The other two, maybe not so
much. A Volkswagen Jetta.
Yeah, it's very
not
weird.
Not at all, yeah. Mm-hmm. And also another car that gets pulled over a lot is any car that I seem to be in, because there I was in Harrington yesterday and I got pulled over. I got a speeding ticket and I've done really well. When I first got to Delaware, I was getting pulled over a lot because to me, when it says do 35, it means you can do 45, and that's not the case. So I had to learn that the hard way a few times, but I've done really well.
And you very will happily own it if you
I
get
own
busted.
It. I get pulled over and I go, sorry, I know I was speeding because I'm on Route 1 a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm on 13 a lot. And a lot of times it's just me and there's nobody else. It's just me and cornfields and an open road. And how do you not do 70 or 75? So I get pulled over and I go, sorry. And I'm nice. I'm always pleasant because I get pulled over because I am breaking the law. Mm-hmm. And I'm well aware of that. And I take the ticket and I pay and I shut my mouth.
And you know, and that's probably the same for most people.
Yeah. Yesterday, though, I got a speeding ticket in Harrington. I was like, man, come on. There's a section if you're coming up 14 where you get to 13 where it drops from 40 to 25. And so I was heading that way, towards Royal Farms on 14, and it drops. And I saw the cop at the Royal Farms, and I looked down, and I was doing 30, and he pulls out behind me. I don't think anything of it, and I turn because I'm just headed home.
Yeah.
And he pulls behind me, flashes lights. I'm like, oh, I'm getting pulled over. Because if I don't know I'm getting pulled over, I was like, oh, why am I getting pulled over?
And he was in a radio station vehicle as well.
I was in the station car.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, what a jerk I am. And so I'm in the station car. He comes up and he's like, you were doing 41 in a 25. And I said, no, I looked down, I was doing 30. And I'm not being argumentative. Listen, I know police have a tough job as it is. I think they catch a ton of heat, especially of late. I have a lot of friends who are police officers. Mm-hmm. I am by no means somebody who bashes the police.
Mm-mm.
And I'm not argumentative because, like I said, whenever I get pulled over, I'm well aware that it was me.
Yeah.
You know, they don't just pull people over for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I was like, no, I was doing 30. He said, no, it's lasered. And I'm looking, and so when I turn around and go back, I'm like, it's 50 feet where it drops from 40 to 25. I was doing 41. And it's a $145 ticket.
Oh,
I know. And I was so mad because I'm trying,
that's like 2 weeks' pay here.
It is. And that's no joke. But it's, honestly, I'm really trying to, my goal for 2016, I'm like, get my money on track.
Yeah.
What is happening? This is now, I volunteer, I do the speed limit for the most part. I was doing 41 into 40 and you caught me in that 50-foot section where it drops to 25.
And you got a new roommate, I was helping her move. So you wasn't just, there was a lot of good karma around yesterday.
There should be good karma, but there wasn't. And so he comes back and he goes, listen, I looked, I was, because there's a thing that they can give you a break if you haven't been pulled over for speeding, which has not been my case here.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, I looked. He goes, so you're not eligible for that. He goes, but there's another option. And I am trying to be lighthearted because I'm sure they catch a ton of heat for stuff, just like this. And I go, I guess there's always the option of not speeding. He just looked
crickets.
At me. Yeah. He just looked at me. He's like, what I'm trying to tell you is. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so uncomfortable right now. It's so awkward.
Amy's sitting there going, I'm on the radio. I do funny. Like, laugh.
This is all I have is my sense of humor. I bring nothing else to the table. Please laugh at my jokes, sir. It's so uncomfortable.
And it wasn't happening for you.
No.
So, and it's kind of, and sometimes, I'm not saying they do this on purpose, but I think they probably do, is I think anywhere in the country, there's certain little spots where they will sit because
they know. They do it in Felton.
Because they know they can nab you in these little spots because it drops down so quickly. And sometimes you get that 40 to 25, and it's such a dramatic kind of...
Yeah. You have to break hard. And maybe that's, that's the way it is. But I'm like, come on.
Can't get your break.
No, so $145 ticket.
That sucks.
And it's, you know what, people can call it 424-1234. It's your fault you shouldn't have been speeding, and maybe that's true, but I always own it, right? I always own it. Yeah. There's two things I don't understand. There's little speed trap areas and when the seatbelt tickets. Because I got a seatbelt ticket. I'm like, but you can be on a motorcycle without a helmet. Why do I need a seatbelt in my SUV?
And I'm funny. Come on, please laugh.
Please like my joke.
Hi, 97.7, you're live on the air. Who's this?
Jen.
Hey, Jen.
I was stopped in Harrington.
You were? And, what part? Yeah. Where at in Harrington?
Milford-Harrington Highway.
Okay.
And I ended up fighting it because Harrington has its own little court on Milford-Harrington Highway.
That's the one right on, right by the, in front of the development, that housing development?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they dropped it to 1 mile over.
What does that do? Does that change the fine?
Yes, drastically. And I still got 2 points on my license from 1 mile over, but I ended up fighting it there.
So, what was your original fine? If you don't mind us asking,
I was going 14 over.
Okay,
yeah, that's similar to me. Yeah. I was about 16 over. Yeah. I guess.
So, what do you get it dropped down to?
She said 1 mile over the speed limit. What did your fine get dropped down
to? That's what I meant. Oh. Sorry,
$92.
Okay, so still a lot.
You go in front of the judge, and the judge kind of laughs. She's like, "If you think you're innocent, we'll blow it off, and you can fight it at court, come on, please. If you think you're guilty, say you're guilty. We'll do everything." There was a whole courtroom full of people pulled over by Harrington cops.
So do you plead guilty or you plead innocent?
I plead guilty to the 1 mile over because you meet with someone first.
Okay. See, this is like a whole day. Yeah. To drop it down to $92.
Is it worth dropping all that hassle to drop $50 is the question.
Yeah.
Mine was more. I'm not quite sure why, but yes, it was worth it.
Okay. All right.
Maybe because I made a joke.
Yeah.
Maybe because I had a good attitude about it. Wow. All right, Jen, thanks for checking in this morning.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You too, bye.
Hi, you're 97. Yeah, you're live on the air. Who's this?
This is Bobby.
Hey, Bobby. What's going on?
Are you the one who pulled me over, Bobby?
No. I got pulled over in Camden one day.
On 14? Or on 13, I mean? On 13?
No, it was actually in town where it goes. I was on a back road and it goes from 50 to 35 to 25.
Oh, yeah.
See,
I know what you mean.
Yeah. That's that alternate road.
I was in a work van and I knew I was speeding. I mean, as soon as I saw him, I was like, I got a ticket. So I just went and pulled right over because all of a sudden the lights came on. And he came up to my van and he said, "You know why I pulled you?" I'm like, "Yeah." Well, when he went to go write the ticket up, I didn't realize he was also giving me a ticket for a cracked windshield, which, you know, I'm in a work van. It's not my van.
Yeah.
I told my boss about it. So he came back, and he said, "I understand it's not your van." But anyway, he told me there's a way to get out of it. So I went to court, and he says, if you, I forget what it's called, where you plead, you can't get in trouble for a year. And they dropped the charge. I ended up, my bill, my, actually, my fine was $200-something.
Uh-huh.
When I went to the court, they dropped the speeding ticket, so I didn't get no points.
Okay.
I had to pay the fine for the window, so it went to $100.
See,
and like I said, you can't get in trouble for a year.
See, and the thing is, that Amy can't take that option. You can't promise to be good for 12 months. You can't. The pressure of you being under that for 12 months would be insane.
If we're having this conversation in 12 months, I'm going to be furious.
I tell you what, it was a year in February, and I haven't got a ticket.
Good for you.
There you go.
Proud of you. That's, you try to be a good person, and it doesn't, it just proves it doesn't pay.
If Amy takes that option.
I volunteer.
If Amy takes that option, the next day she'll be driving through Felton or somewhere, and she'll get another one.
That's exactly what would happen.
Oh, yeah.
I would be 5 miles over the limit, and I know I speed. I'm not saying I don't speed. Yeah. I know I speed, and every other time I've gotten a ticket here, I've owned it, and I've laughed about it, and I go, my fault, glad I can contribute to, you know, the help keeping the sidewalks fixed in Harrington, or whatever that money goes to, I don't know.
Yeah.
But come on, I got nabbed right in that little spot. Anyway, thanks for checking in this morning, Bobby. Have a good one.
All right, you bye.
All right.
Yeah, more of your calls coming up. 424-1234 if you want to help me pay this ticket. We'll start a GoFundMe.
That's what we should do. That's funny. More of your calls coming up.